Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Prince, peace and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's world, there is a lot of noise. And in particular, there are a lot of voices. And what I mean by this is today our world is filled with an enormous amount of history-changing events taking place. Ukraine and Russia, Israel, Gaza, Iran, just to name a few of the international conflicts that are raging. Closer to home, we have a southern border in crisis, an economy that is squeezing every single one of us, protesters closing down bridges and highways as if it's the new national pastime, and guess what? It's an election year. Turn on your TV, and you will find about 50 different news networks, all of them telling you what they think and how you should think about it all. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Scroll through social media sites like TikTok, X, and Instagram, who have hundreds and hundreds of millions of users, and nearly every other post is a short video starting out, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but..." All in all, countless millions of voices trying to convince us of some truth, of their truth. We hear all of these voices, but who do we listen to? Fox News? MSNBC? Maybe it's Taylor Swift as she gives opinions to her 231 million followers. How do we decide which voice to listen to? Perhaps the answer is as simple as this. It is the people who care about us. But do we always recognize who cares about us? I mean, in reality, who does really lovingly care for us? Well, the Apostle John lets us know just who that is this morning. See, the people of Jesus' day, they heard lots of voices also, particularly when it came to spiritual leaders. Long ago, it was Moses, and it was the prophets who lovingly recorded God's word and shared it with everyone through the scriptures. But recently, well, actually, for the last 400 years before Jesus, the prophets were silent. And those entrusted with teaching and sharing God's word had become less faithful, to put it politely. The Pharisees, the chief priests, the scribes had become self-serving shepherds, interested only in keeping their own power and places of honor and caring little for the people. Then enter Jesus. His voice was different. It was the voice of one who truly cared, who lovingly cared. And how did the people know that? Because he backed it up with more than words. He backed it up through his actions, which often speak louder than words. In our gospel, Jesus claims to be the good shepherd. Good can also be translated as noble or excellent. He is the noble shepherd. He is the excellent shepherd. A shepherd's job was not easy. It was tiring. It was dangerous. And in the context of Jesus' statement, the point of contrast is to the bad shepherds, like the Pharisees, like the Sadducees. He calls them hired hands. A hired hand is seen as one who is complacent, has a lack of concern and commitment. When danger arrives, he flees. His self-preservation and self-interest are the priority. But you see, the good shepherd owns the sheep and is committed to them. Unlike the others, he cares for his sheep and does what is necessary to protect them. And if we are looking for his care and commitment, Jesus says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Even ordinary, good-working shepherds will not give up their lives for the sheep, but the true shepherd stands between the danger and his flock, while all others flee. The key here is the description, in this description, is the word for. It reflects the commitment to die for the sheep in obedience to God's will. Paul uses a little bit different image when he writes, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. He gave. He surrendered for his bride. Both of these are important because it indicates that Jesus was not a victim of human circumstances. No one takes my life from me, Jesus says, but I lay it down of my own accord. Even his resurrection was part of his sacrificial death. I lay down my life that I may take it up again. The term shepherd is what Jesus uses to identify himself. But it is a term used for others who lead God's flock. Our reading from Acts is a continuation from last week. And in it, we see a sharp contrast between good shepherds, Peter and John, and other shepherds, the Jewish leaders. The two were arrested. For what crime? They healed a crippled man, and they were preaching to the people who had gathered how the resurrected Jesus made it happen. Remember, these leaders from our reading this morning were the leaders of Jesus' crucifixion. These men killed Jesus. No wonder their message greatly disturbed them, as it says. Their jealousy was overwhelming as the people reacted positively to this message, and their anger grew, hearing Peter say that Jesus was alive. Peter almost sarcastically, in a way, speaks before these men, and he says, you're upset because of an act of kindness? What kind of people find fault with that? Is that the kind of shepherds you are? Peter continues, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. By him, this man stands before you well. Jesus is the one behind these kinds of action. He is the foundation. He is the way. He is where salvation is found. In John 10, what John shows through Jesus' words stands out. It is the presence and the care of the good shepherd, the one who is unlike all others. His willingness to lay down his life for his sheep, the sheep that have to come to trust their shepherd because of what they know through his actions for them on their behalf. In all of his interactions with the people, Jesus never closes his heart off to them. And as important as such words are to us, they take on a whole new level of importance when it comes to our relationship with God. That's why God took the most important message that any of us will ever receive, and he perfectly translated it into human flesh, so that he could reach to us. to you and to me personally, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. As he has come among us, and he is now among us through his Spirit in the same beautiful and profound way that the Son and the Father know each other, our Shepherd knows us. He knows our needs. He knows what's really important to you. As we tune into his voice, we can know that we are listening to someone who cares. We, with King David, declare, "The Lord is my shepherd." He can be trusted to lead, to guide, to renew, and to restore our lives, even when we are faced with the enemy of death. We are assured of his presence with us. His good works and actions give us comfort, and he will, as promised, be with us all of our days. And at the end, our good shepherd will lead us home. What does God want you to hear? What voice does God want you to listen to? The voice of the good shepherd. And listen closely for the two words that come from him. They are deeply profound and life-changing. Those words are, "for you." These are spoken personally to you by our loving and caring good shepherd in the words of absolution, in our readings this morning, in this message, and as ordinary bread and wine are given to you, an extraordinary thing takes place. Jesus gives himself personally and says, "For you." Your good shepherd goes with you. He goes with you today. He goes with you every day. He is the good shepherd who cares. Amen.